Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And I am super, super excited to have you joining me here today. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And guess what, y'all? Guess what? I turned 40 years old yesterday. That's right, 40 years old yesterday. I had a big 40th birthday party. Shebang. It was a blast. I had so much fun. Live music, comedy, all that good stuff. So you know what? I'm still celebrating. And if you missed my birthday, no problem at all. You know, you can always send me a gift. Yeah, send your girl a gift. I know you're like, y'all know she is crazy. But anyway, listen, you want to keep it locked right here because today's show is phenomenal. You know, we are always spotlighting awesome people, dynamic people. And today's show is no different. We're kicking off the top of the hour with survivor and author Kim Collins. She's hanging out in the virtual studio right now. Our second segment is going to feature event planner, author, minister Yvette Allen Tatum. You don't want to go anywhere at all because she's going to be talking to us about a conference she has coming up in October called Throw Your Hands Up Conference and her new release, I Didn't Know. So you definitely want to keep it locked right here to get a sneak peek of that. And then the third segment will feature C3 Youth Choir. Oh, my goodness, they're back by popular demand. You heard these young people before. They're from the Christian Cultural Center out of Brooklyn, New York, with Pastor Dr. A.R. Bernard. And they are going to be here in the capital city of Richmond at Higher Learning Ministries Sunday, October 2nd. So we're going to be chatting it up with them. But listen. Before I get started, make sure you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Facebook.com/Charvette. Oh my goodness, big shout out to all of our listeners that are tuning in from all across the world wide web. We say hello and welcome again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right on into our first segment. Again, I'm delighted to have in the virtual studio with me Kim Collins, and she has a upcoming book release called War Wounds. And this book, I'm telling you what, is revealing. It is telling the author's personal testimonies and triumphs, and really her book is written for the purpose of ministering to women and men, both those that are in the body of Christ and those that are out of the body of Christ. And she really wants you to receive it in a positive manner and have healthy outcomes with your life. And you know what? I think I need you to put your hands together right now because Kim Collins.
Yay!
Welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you, Charvette.
Oh, my goodness. So, listen, we have to let the listeners know about your background. I'm telling you, I know a little bit about you. I know just a little bit about you, but your life, certainly, anyone that knows anything about you and your life would say, oh, my goodness, she definitely should write a book. And so, Kim, I would like to start with telling our listeners a little bit about your story and about cancer and how you survived, how you even found out you had it, and just all of the background for us.
Okay. Well, thanks again for having me on. First, about 10 years ago, June 2001, well, let's even go back further than that, October 2000, I was pregnant with my third daughter, and I was about 8 months pregnant and found a lump in my breast. The doctor and myself, because I'm a nurse, I've been a nurse for many, many years, we were thinking, I'm 34, you know, it's no way anything other than, quote, unquote, a clogged milta. And so that's what we were treating. We were treating it as it was a clogged milta until after I had the baby in January. After I had the baby in January, the lump began to grow, like, very rapidly.
Oh.
And so then the doctor, you know, became very concerned. Making a long story short, we moved into, after I had all of the tests, I had the mammogram. By then, I was 35. My birthday is January, so I was 35, and I said, okay, well, I need a baseline anyway. And so I had the mammogram, and that showed, you know, they were suspicious. So I ended up with an ultrasound, and they had to do additional views and bottom line is they diagnosed me with cancer.
Mm.
And at that time, from the time I found the lump in October, it was the size of a pea. By the time it was time for me to have surgery in June of 2001, it was the size of a tennis ball.
Wow.
So it had begun to grow very rapidly. And the doctor said, hey, when I go in, I'm going to do the biopsy. If I can get it all at that time, I will. Unfortunately, he couldn't. He told me it was just too much to get. So I ended up going back to surgery to have a mastectomy.
Mm.
And at that time, I wish I had known then what I know now, but at that time I had the mastectomy. You know, I was praying, I was believing God, and I had my husband and my family,
yes.
you know, extra supportive. And, you know, at the time I was going to New Jerusalem, so, you know, my church family was very supportive.
Yes.
And everybody was praying, and, you know, I prayed, and I did what the doctors told me to do. You know, I went to the chemo. I had 4 treatments of chemo. I had 36 treatments of radiation, which resulted in second-degree burns. And then I went back to chemo again for 4 more treatments. That's the first time I went through. It was, you know, it was much, much more intense, and the book definitely gives specific details. But just in a short version,
right.
I went through that. And mentally, it was very, very shocking for
yeah.
me and my family to have to go through that, because I'm thinking, hey, I just had this baby. You know, I'm just 35, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my thing is to let everybody know, even if you're 30, if your body is, you know, changing, if you feel something that's not supposed to be there, I encourage people, don't ignore it. You know, listen to your body and go get it checked out.
Oh,
so,
my.
It was just a long journey.
Yes.
Know, that first time. And this. I guess that, like I said, it was 10 years ago. And then, so I had my 5-year anniversary, and I was having I had a big old survivorship party.
Yeah.
Of, being 5 years cancer free. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yes, yes.
And so I was getting ready to plan my 10-year party when September the 20th of last year, same scenario. I ended up, except I wasn't pregnant this time.
Well,
but same scenario. I went in and I found the lump. Well, the doctor found the lump, and I had to have the ultrasounds and repeat mammograms, biopsies, and it all came back positive for cancer. Then the first time that I went through, they checked my lymph nodes. They checked 11 lymph nodes.
Mm-hmm.
Were positive.
Mm.
And so they, according to the doctors, I had stage 3 breast cancer with lymph node invasion. Well, this time I had stage 1 breast cancer. It was in the other breast, because the first time I had the mastectomy.
Right.
So it was in the other breast, and it was stage 1. It was no lymph node involvement at all. So that was in September. I found out I had the surgery in October. November, I ended up having pneumonia.
Oh, my.
I had pneumonia in both lungs as a result of the surgery. So that kind of threw me back a little bit.
Right.
And December of last year, I went to have a PET scan, which is a much more detailed scan than the MRIs and the, you know, CT scans and things like that. The PET scan is a little bit more detailed, and it looks specifically, you know, for the cancer and see if it spread to organs and all of that.
Okay.
Well, in December, I had the PET scan, and about 2 weeks before Christmas, I went to get the results of that PET scan from my doctor's office and was told that the cancer had spread to 2 spots in my spine and in both hips. And so
my
I
God.
Distinctly heard the devil say, Merry Christmas.
My God.
And I was, oh, my God. I was a little, you know, I refused to get depressed, but I was a little
right.
teary, and I said, God, not again. And,
right.
you know, then they're telling me that it had spread. So I came back swinging like Muhammad Ali. I said,
yes.
you know, I'm not going out like this,
right.
you know. And so we just gathered around the family, and we just prayed, and we've been praying ever since. I've gone through, I didn't have to do chemo the second time, but I did have to do radiation. And we just, you know, we've been praying ever since. And, as you know, that devil is a lie, and I get up every morning and punch him in the face.
That's right. And you are a survivor, and we salute you, and we applaud
you
here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And I wanted to take the time to have you give that background. I know that the book, listeners, certainly War Wounds, will be available soon, and we'll talk about the release date and all of that. But I wanted you to hear from Kim, from her heart, you know, of what, you know, she's been going through. And you, again, you have beautiful, three beautiful girls. And,
thank you.
And, you know, just the strength of going through this and a wonderful husband and family and support. So at what point during all of this did you, you know, make the decision, you know what, I need to write a book. I need to write a book about this. At what point did that happen?
The first time I was going through 10 years ago, I was told by, I think, one of the nurses, you know, that I encountered with, and she said, you know, as you go through your journey, you need to, you know, write everything down in a book. She said, one day you're going to want to tell this baby. And at the time, the baby was, you know, a few months old. She said, you're going to want to tell her what's going on and what happened and, you know, let her read it. And I said, okay, well, I didn't think about a book at that time. But as I was, when I was going to New Jerusalem, you know, I had, it was prophesied that I need to do this book. And it was prophesied several times. Since then, it has been prophesied at the church that I attend now, which is United Nations. It has also been prophesied, you have to do this book. You know, there are people that are out there that are waiting to hear your story, and they need to be encouraged and empowered. And so I said, God, I researched it, and I researched it. This is the carnal side.
I researched it,
and I said, Lord, I don't have that kind of money to do the book. So if it's meant for me to put this story out, and if this is your will, then make provision for me to do this. So Kingdom Publishing, they had a contest last year, and you had to write an essay and in order to enter the contest. And they announced the winner March the 7th of this year. Unfortunately, I did not win. But the publisher, Nina, she called me about 5 weeks later, I guess, and she said, you know, your story has been tugging at my heart. I think people need to hear what you have to say. And she said, last year we had two winners. She said, my husband and I decided we were only going to have one winner this year. She said, but, you know, your story has got to get out there, and so you're going to be the second winner.
Oh,
and
my
I
goodness.
Just praise God. You don't know. I ran around this house.
Oh,
as
my
if
God.
I was on the track. And I just said, God, I thank you because you did exactly what I asked.
Yes.
And, you know, I just know God will do what you ask.
Yes.
And it just happened. It didn't happen my way. It happened his way. And, you know, I was okay with the fact that I didn't win. And I was just going to, you know, enter the contest again now, which is actually going on for any of your listeners who want to enter the contest that, you know, inspired to the authors. She has a contest going on right now. So I was just, I was ecstatic.
Oh, my God. And we definitely want to give a big shout-out to Kingdom Publishing Group.
Yes,
listeners, you can go check them out online, kingdompublishing.org, kingdompublishing.org. Big shout-out to Nina and Leon Wells, a friend of the show, and wonderful people. And so definitely a shout-out there in that she heard the tugging. You know, she paid attention to that tugging. That this story needs to be told, and that's just like God. He will do things that'll blow your mind. I mean, Jehovah Jireh. He just provides. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and I am talking to author and survivor Kim Collins. A new book, brand new book, War Wounds, is being released. Kim, tell our listeners, when will the official release take place, and how will listeners be able to purchase your book?
Okay. The release for War Wounds will be October the 16th. And we will have a gathering release party at Artworks in Richmond, Virginia, on Hall Street, and that will be on the 16th from 3 to 6. Anyone who is from a different state and you would like to order the book, just mail in your request, and it's to Kim Collins, P.O. Box 34294, Richmond, Virginia, 23234. And once you send in a request to me, then I'll send you what I need to send you in order to get the book to you.
Great. And can listeners connect with you on Facebook as well?
They can connect with me on Facebook. Just look me up on Facebook under Kim Collins. I'm in the process of fixing my War Wounds Facebook page. And my website actually is under construction. But they definitely can email me as well at warwounds@ymail.com for any interest.
Oh, right. Phenomenal, phenomenal. And would you say the book is for people who have just, you know, have found out that they have cancer, there's been some type of cancer diagnosis? Is this for family members? Like, who would be your target audience?
All of the above, Chavette. It actually, it is, it's probably about 60% of the book does talk about the breast cancer journey and how I can, how I encourage and empower women and even men, because there are some men who have
yes.
breast cancer, to empower them through that breast cancer journey. And, but it also talks about not just that, because God led me to do, he gave me the title War Wounds, and he led me to talk about other things other than the breast cancer
mm-hmm.
in hope of helping somebody else to overcome certain things like molestation and, you know, sickness as a child and,
yeah.
you know, bad marriages. And, you know, so I've gone through many, many other things. I've even had a fire. You know,
yes.
where I am, you know, I had third-degree burns, and I think you remember that time.
Yes, yes.
So it goes through a lot of other things other than the breast cancer, but it, you know, it'll definitely hit on different things that happen to people throughout their life. And, you know, God, how do I make it through this, you know?
Yeah.
And just know that you have a sister here. Her name is Kim Collins. She's been through just about a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
yeah. And I am still standing by the grace of God.
Still looking good, still smelling good, and
girl,
if I had a and if I had a thought about it, I know it ain't a Christian song, but I would have played a clip of Beyonce and her girls.
I'm a survivor.
I just didn't talk about it quick enough. But I'm telling you, we applaud you here and wish you much success with War Wound. And again, Kingdom Publishing Group, listeners, and you can check out their website because I know that they also
yes.
promote their authors, so you'll be able to see that information online. And keep a lookout for War Wounds on Facebook, and Kim Collins, you can connect
yes.
with her on Facebook. And you know what? I couldn't have planned the show any better because our second segment is featuring Yvette Allen Tatum,
yes.
who is hanging out in the virtual studio. She's the conference host for the upcoming conference that's taking place in Richmond, Virginia, called Throw Your Hands Up. And you
yes.
be at that conference so people can meet you in person as well.
Yes, I will be at that conference. That conference is on the 22nd of October, and I believe it starts at 9 o'clock. And, yes, I will be there. So, you know, anyone who is interested, please come on out to the Ramada, and I know Yvette will give you more details on that.
Yes, outstanding, outstanding. So the last thing that I have for you is a lot of times when people find out that someone is going through either chemotherapy, have just had some type of diagnosis, they don't know what to say, they don't know what to do. You know, from a survivor standpoint, what suggestions do you give to people that will help other people go through? What do we say? What do we do?
Well, that's a very good question because a lot of times, you know, and I've gotten that very same statement, you know, people would say, I didn't call you because I didn't know what to say. And
yeah.
actually what a cancer survivor wants is for you to be yourself. Be
okay.
yourself, show your support, just say, hey, Kim, or hey, Aunt Sue, I don't know what you need, but if you need anything, just know that I'm here for you. Even going through chemo, therapy treatments and radiation treatments. You know, offer your time. You know, can I take you to your treatment today? Do you have a ride? Can I offer you something to eat? You know, and sometimes, you know, with chemotherapy, you don't want to necessarily eat, but if the person tells you, I don't want anything to eat, it's always good to give them something anyway. Take over some broccoli, some cauliflower, some baked chicken, those kind of things with, you know, protein.
Yeah.
Cauliflower and broccoli, they have a certain enzyme for that has an antioxidant in it. So anything that has antioxidants in it that you can purchase for a person going through cancer or chemo, if you want to take some food, those are the best kind of foods, you know, because sometimes people say, well, I wouldn't know what to take. Well, that's
right.
What you would take. But, you know, do a little research and find out. Baked chicken is always good, but, you know, the broccoli and the cauliflower, plenty of vegetables and fruits. Not necessarily fresh fruit all the time,
mm-hmm.
because if they take if they're having chemo, their system is kind of weak, and sometimes fresh fruits can, you know, it has all of those
right.
pesticides and, you know, things like that, which is not good for them. But I can just only offer to be yourself and, you know, extend your time to them, because sometimes they want to talk, sometimes they don't want to talk, they just want you there.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to say anything, just be there.
All right, listeners, you got hot off the press from the voice of experience. Good, good, good guidance and advice. And again, Kim, we are just excited for you and happy for the upcoming release of War Wounds. And may God continue to bless you and your family and continue to cover you. And we know that his complete healing will continue
absolutely.
In your life, and he is able to do it. So thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio
Show. You're welcome. Now, let me put out one more shout-out.
Sure.
On October the 29th, there's going to be a pink party. It's called Pink with a Purpose, and it's sponsored by G4, which stands for Godly Girls Gone Global.
Okay.
And it's free of charge. It is for all women and girls of all ages. They're going to have a lot of fun. They're going to have Mary Kay makeovers and, you know, just a diva day pretty much. And that is going to be in Richmond, Virginia also. It's going to be at the Dumbarton Library on Staples Mills Road.
Wonderful,
in Richmond,
wonderful.
Virginia. So that's free, and I'll be there also that day.
Wonderful. All right. I love it. I love it. And should we wear pink? We should wear pink, right?
You should wear pink.
There you go. There you have it. Thanks so much again, Kim, for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you, Charvette, for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners, don't you go anywhere at all. We are going to our quick commercial break, and then we will be back talking to Yvette Allen Tatum. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, listeners, welcome back. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And this is your girl, Charvette. So excited to have all of you tuning in, checking us out from all across the world wide web. Those that are listening from Twitter and Facebook and iTunes and Zoom, those hanging out in the chat room, those that are hanging out on the phone lines, we're so excited to have you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Okay, so listen. I have the dynamic, the lovely, the stunning Yvette Allen Tatum hanging out in the virtual studio. I'm bringing her took the mic, I'm telling you what. Yvette, how you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Charvette. How are you doing today?
I am phenomenal. So glad
I know you are, because you're a phenomenal woman.
Look, from me to you, from me to you. Listen, Yvette, we have to tell the listeners. Okay, first of all, let me just properly give a proper introduction, because this is my girl here hanging out with me. So listeners, Yvette Allen Tatum, she's the founder of Surrounded by Faith Ministries. She is an author. She is a speaker. She is a conference host. She is a radio personality, and she is just a good sister girlfriend. And I think you need to put your hands together, because that's the type of lady that we like to celebrate here on the Charvette Radio Show. All right, so Yvette, we definitely have to talk about this upcoming conference.
Yes, please
tell our listeners about October 22nd, what's going to be going down.
Oh, God. What's not going to be going down? Can I just say that? What's not going to be going down? You already have one of our speakers on previously, Kim Collins, and Kim was just so awesome. She did very well with her interview, and Kim is just awesome. And like you said, she is just a survivor from every aspect. And so Kim is going to be one of our speakers as we honor breast cancer survivors for the month of October. But as she stated, she's a survivor from many different aspects and many different walks of life. We're going to have Rebecca Lynn Pierce, who is an author and a playwright. We're going to have Wendy Quiet Storm Lee. She's also going to be speaking. And just so that people know, this is our second Throw Your Hands Up conference.
Yes.
The first one, you were one of our speakers, and Sherelle Diamond Hogan's. And the first one kind of set the stage. The first one was just about exposing people to say, hey, if there ever was a time to start living out your dreams and visions, it's now.
Yes.
God always can move at any point in time. He's ever present.
Mm-hmm.
We know this. But if you ever want to see him really show himself strong, it's during a time of a famine. And so according to the world, we're in a recession.
Right.
And so if there ever was a time for him to show himself strong, according to my estimates, it would be now. And so now's the time, as far as I'm concerned, to live out your dreams and visions now. And so that's what we laid out for the people with the first conference. Take your dreams and visions and push them now. Now, to the natural mind, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense to start, you know, pushing this stuff now. But, you know, everything that you've pushed on your job, you've, for the most part, we've all gotten as far as we can get on our jobs. And most companies are downsizing. And you've gone as far as you can go. So now's the time to start pushing your dream and vision. And that's what you all laid out with that first one. You preached out of Exodus, where you said, what's in your hand?
What's in your
hand? Use what God has given you. And then Sherelle came from the standpoint of, if God has given you a dream and a vision, why are you playing by man's standards?
And, she tore it up. She tore it up.
She did.
I'm glad I went first and she went second.
Yes, she did. And so we hope to take this one to the next level. And I challenged the people who are speaking by asking them to bring their mountain highs and their valley lows. That their assignment with this one is to be transparent before the people and share with the people how they have maintained their passion in the midst of adversity.
Wow.
Maintain now, I don't know how many people. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sorry for cutting you off. I don't know how many people follow Rebecca Lynn Pierce on Facebook. But this is a person who puts almost everything on Facebook.
Yeah, right.
And Rebecca has put all her trials and tribulations on Facebook, and even her good things. She has sent like her scripts and her plays and stuff to different people, and when she's been received well, we've known about it.
Right.
And when she hasn't been received well, we've known about it.
Right.
And so I want her to come share about those experiences. She just recently had an excellent experience that I want her, that I know she's going to share about, where she had an opportunity to go read one of her plays, I think it was, at the Kennedy Center.
Yes, and that wasn't too long ago.
Yes, and so I'm very excited to hear about that. And then Wendy Lee, who is a comedian by trade, when I contacted her, for one reason, and she challenged me in another area, which is the same way that Diamond got on the program for the first conference. And it was because of the way she challenged me that she's on the program as a guest speaker. So
wow.
I'm actually expecting great things from her when she comes forward to share. Even though Kim is a guest speaker, she's coming forward for a different reason as a guest speaker. I have another lady who's coming forth that you've also had on your show, Bridget Williams.
Yes.
Bridget is coming forward to share her testimony from the first conference about how the first conference excited her, and she moved on her passion, and she published her book with Kingdom Publishing Group. And so I'm expecting a lot of great things out of this second conference. And the whole purpose of this conference is not to celebrate me.
Right.
It's not to celebrate Surrounded by Faith Ministries. But it's about, you know, I'm trying to grow up and be like you. I'm trying to excite and motivate the people of God to get up and do something.
I love it. I love it. Throw your hands up, conference. Coming to the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, Saturday, October 22nd. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am interviewing the dynamic Yvette Allen Tatum. Oh, my goodness, conference host for Throw Your Hands Up Conference. And you definitely, if you can get here, what the song says, if you can get here by what, Amway and Airways and railroads and bicycle and tricycle, you need to be at Throw Your Hands Up Conference. Now, Yvette, tell our listeners again how you came up with the title, Throw Your Hands Up.
God gave it to me because I was at work one day and I got frustrated myself, uh-huh. and I threw my hands up. I'm not going to lie. I was at work one day and I just threw my hands up and I said, you know what? I'm tired of going around this same mountain over and over and over again. I know, God, you've called me to a higher place than this. I know there's more to life than this for me.
Yeah.
I know I'm supposed to be doing more than this. What exactly is it that I'm supposed to be doing? I know that I'm supposed to be, you know, a motivator.
Yeah.
You know, I've always wanted to do it ever since I saw Les Brown. So you know how far back that goes.
Oh, phenomenal.
And I just didn't know how or when. And then when I gave my life to the Lord, I said, well, I don't think necessarily I've been called to preach, even though I always did like to teach.
Right.
And then when I participated in the presbytery twice, I was anointed twice that I had a prophetic gift for teaching, I had a prophetic teaching ministry. So I never knew how that was going to come out either. And then when I started out having a Bible study in my home, and then when I met an anointed woman of God, Apostle Hunt, she came to one of my Bible studies one day, and she literally anointed the Bible study. And to me, at that moment, that's when it became a full-fledged ministry.
Yes.
At that moment.
And I love it. I love it that it's ministry and that also you do community outreach as well.
Yes, ma'am. We have to. We can't keep ourselves. And that was when we, in 2010, that was when we celebrated saying, okay, we're no longer going to do a Bible study. We're no longer going to keep it to ourselves. We're going to step out and do outreach, evangelism, and just, you know, start giving back what God has given to us. And so that's when we started doing outreach and community service type of thing. So we've been going to the Daily Planet Medical Respite, doing breakfasts at 6 a.m. in the morning, because
anybody
can do lunch and dinner.
Yeah, that's a sacrifice.
Yes, ma'am. So we go at 6 a.m. Yes, last year was the first year we've been doing mentoring at Martin Luther King Middle School with the young ladies. And primarily what we did was we did cooking and just had a couple of rap sessions with them, just really just trying to break ground with the young ladies and just trying to learn them so that we can give them a voice and just have some, establish a rapport with them. We'll be having a tea next year on April the 14th. We're having a mother-daughter tea. I'm just trying to have some sort of cultural influence with them.
Yeah.
I was exposed this weekend to a beautiful singing group, Zachariah Song.
Yeah.
And I contacted them already. They're available, so I believe they're going to be singing at the tea in April.
All right.
So I believe they're available. They're going to be singing. Already established contact with Sisterly Grace, so they should be dancing at the tea that we're having on April the 14th. All that is on our website, www.surroundedbyfaith.org. Just click on our calendar tab, or you could also click on the outreaches tab to see what outreaches we're doing. The conference, so we don't forget, is on October 22nd.
Yes.
The conference is $35. They can register online. It would be good if they register online because it is going to go up after October the 15th to $45. So they need to register prior to the 15th and click on the conferences tab so that they can make that registration.
Great. And it's October 22nd. And what's the location and the time?
It's October 22nd at the Ramada Plaza West, which is located at 6624 West Broad Street in Richmond, Virginia. We have a host of vendors. Please let me talk about my vendors. Oh, my God.
Tracy Lynn
Fashion Jewelry will be there. And, oh, my God, they got some beautiful jewelry.
We have
Lamps for You by Roz Jackson. We have Mo Love T-shirts. I got the whole list of them sitting here. We have several authors coming. Kim Collins, Bridget Williams. We have Tammy Terrell Johnson, who is our psalmist. We have Kingdom Publishing Group, LaMatha Reed Guy. She's representing Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry, but she will also be singing. We have Cincy Wickless Candles coming. Accessories and More, that's I call her my pocketbook lady.
Talitha
Williams. Oh, Diamond is coming. Sherelle Diamond Hogan, she is coming. We have another person that you interviewed, Dr. Vicki Tyler Waters is coming, representing Intentional Moments. So we have a host of vendors. Okay, she has it listed here for me. We have 16 vendors.
Wow.
We have 16 vendors coming to the conference. And so the conference, even though we do say it starts at 9, so like from 9 to 9:30, that will be a time for those late registrants. But if you come at 8:30, from 8:30 to 9:30, that'll be early shopping.
Because
we want to make sure that our vendors get some face time with the people.
Yes.
So from 8:30 to 9:30, that'll be the first shopping experience. At 9:30, we're going to go ahead and start the conference. Amen.
All right.
So we are excited.
We
are excited.
Listeners, you definitely want to be at a Throw Your Hands Up conference, sponsored by Surrounded by Faith. Check them out online, surroundedbyfaith.org. And that's October 22nd. Ramada, all of that is on the website. That's the best thing to do, just surroundedbyfaith.org. You can find out all the registration. You can see the lineup. You can see the pictures of the speakers. You can see information about the vendors. You can join the email list, because Yvette does an excellent job of keeping us up to date about what's going on with the upcoming conference and all the things that Surrounded by Faith ministry does. And the conference is open to women and men. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for reminding me to emphasize that. You know, somebody asked me about that, and we did start out with just women. We did. But then I realized I keep building up these women, and then even though they're not supposed to be looking for a man, but, you know, they need one because they have a desire for one.
Right.
So we want these men to be in the right place also. So, yes, we definitely want some men to show up at these conferences. But men need the right skills, too. So men and women can come learn together, rub elbow to elbow, and they never know who they might meet. They can say, oh, we met at a Throw Your Hands Up conference.
I love it. Again, I think we need to give Yvette Allen Tatum a surrounded by faith.org. Listeners, check out Throw Your Hands Up Conference. Hey, Yvette, I'm going to just have to bring you back to talk about your upcoming book release, I Didn't Know. Oh, my goodness. You've got a lot going on. And all that information is on your website, right?
Yes, it is. I'd be happy to come back and talk about the book another time, definitely.
Great. And you have books that are already out, and your husband, big shout out to Jerry Tatum, and all that you all do as a couple to help build the kingdom and help build up ministry. And I'm just excited that we were able to spotlight you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you, as usual, Charvette. God bless you, and God bless your show, because your show is definitely a ministry.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Listeners, you want to keep it locked right there, because we're moving into our third segment, where we are going to be featuring, back by popular demand, C3 Youth Choir, C3 Music Group, C3. I mean, they just off the chain. I don't even know what else to say. They're going to be in the capital city of Richmond on Sunday, October 2nd. They're hanging out in the virtual studio right now. I'm going to be bringing them to the mic right after this quick commercial break. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happening. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network, expand, and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, listeners, welcome back. Welcome back again. And thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is your host, Charvette, and I'm so excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the World Wide Web, those that are checking us out from Twitter, from Facebook, from iTunes, from iPad, from Zoom, from all across the World Wide Web. And, of course, those that are listening from Charvette.com, we appreciate you as well. And those listening from Blog Talk Radio, we appreciate you as well. And if you're not following me on Twitter, you need to follow me. Dude, what's up? Follow me. Twitter.com/Charvette. And, of course, connect with me on Facebook, Facebook.com/Charvette. All right, so our third segment is an artist spotlight, C3 Youth Choir out of Brooklyn, New York. I'm telling you, New York is in the house. Oh, my goodness, they are a part of Christian Cultural Center. The pastor, Dr. A.R. Bernard, big shout out to him. We are excited to feature them. Again, they will be in the capital city on October 2nd at 12 noon at Higher Learning Ministries, and this group is an amazing group. They are phenomenal, and I'm going to the mic right now I'm going to the virtual studio, and I have a couple members from the group I'm bringing on to the mic right now. All right, I have, I know, at least two members from C3 on the line with me right now. Hello, and this is Charvette. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Okay. Who do we have?
You have Jossie.
Oh, Jossie, hey.
Hello.
You have James here. How you doing, Charvette?
Hey, what's going on?
And you have Harz.
Oh, hello. I'm so excited to have you guys. I just love you. I've seen you live twice. I have the project, Release Me. I've watched you on YouTube. I mean, just what I love is that there's excellence in ministry. Whenever I've seen you all minister, it's such excellence, and it's modern. You know, it's up to date.
Yeah.
It's lighting, and it's just the sound is so crisp. You know, how do you all continue, and I don't know who wants to answer this, but how do you all continue to kind of just stay on the cutting edge and you know, really have that fresh sound?
Well, this is James here, Charvette. Honestly, we just stay committed and grounded to the word. You know, we have to stay in tune to the Spirit in order to effectively, I guess, deliver the message that God has for us, you know. And we believe in greatness, you know, never settling for excellence.
And we also want to stay relevant to what's going on, because we also have the ear of the youth, as well as we have the ear of the adults as well. So we want to make sure that we can get the message across and be able to have the youth as well as the adults understand where we're coming from.
You know what, Jossie, I think that is such a great point you brought up, because a lot of times with artists, it's kind of either or. It's like they're only going to appeal to, you know, a young crowd, or they're only going to appeal to a middle crowd. But I think definitely with the ministry that I have seen you all do and what you have on your project, you were able to find, you know, strike a chord with everyone. And so I certainly applaud you all for that. And certainly
Thank you. Your leadership,
your pastor,
yeah,
your youth
pastor. Yeah.
DJ. I love him. We connect and follow each other on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah,
definitely. You know, Charvette, this one other thing. One of the things that we try to strive for here in the ministry, basically, we start off at a young age. Some of the younger generation here, they're allowed to work with some of our adults in different departments, and that's helped training them to grow up into these different areas where they're able to handle themselves better. So we just took the same thing and we try to apply it to our music ministry, and the Lord has been extremely blessing to us. And, you know, we have great leadership between Dr. Bernard, Elder Karen Bernard, all the way down to Pastor Jamal and his first lady, Rita. They support us in a great way, and, you know, the road is wide open for us to try to do many different things, and they really allow us to experience so many different things, and it's a blessing to us. So we appreciate you.
Yeah.
And by the way, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I partied like it was my birthday, too. It was grown. Don't get scared, listeners. It was for the grown and saved. So, oh, my goodness. So, you know what I love about this group as well is, like, there's a mixture. So you all do a really good job of there's a mixture of the group. So I think there's a mixture of ages, even though everyone appears to be younger. But it's kind of like the mature younger and then the younger. And so you just got it all going good. What would you say to churches who are struggling or trying to figure out how to motivate youth ministry? A lot of churches are, because youth ministry is definitely something that people look for when they're trying to decide, especially families, when they're trying to decide, you know, what church I want to go to. They want to know how it's going to impact their youth. What suggestions do you have to churches that are trying to figure out things to do for or with their youth to really keep their youth ministry alive and thriving? And I'll let each one of you take a shot at that one.
Okay. Well, I would say this. One thing that I know that's very helpful to us, we try to stay relevant to what's going on as far as any kind of development program that's coming up in our department. If it's youth ministry seminars and sessions, if we're not trying to hold them, we're trying to find them and be a part of them so we can learn from other people that's doing the same things. And iron sharpens iron, and that's what we try to do for each other.
I would also say that just not forcing them to do anything they don't want to do. and letting them know that, like, your relationship with God is a personal thing. And
yeah.
If you want to learn how to worship God, worship is a lifestyle. So if, you know, just teaching them how you have to lead by example. You can't tell them that you want them to worship God and you want them to live a life that's acceptable and pleasing to God if you're not leading them in the right direction. If you're leading them in the right direction, then of course they'll be there. They'll be able to follow you because they can see your life. Your life is the example. And once they see that, that's how, you know, a Christian is supposed to be. Being a Christian is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may have your ups and downs where you're struggling and everything, but God is God and He knows what He's doing. So, you know, you just have to continue to walk with your head up high. And I don't know, we have open mics, we have movie nights, we have different things to keep the youth active and wanting to be here. We go on a retreat every year. We go on two retreats. We go on one in the summer and one in the winter. And then, you know, we have writing sessions with our youth choir. And, you know, just keep them, find out what are their strengths, and we use them in the area of their strengths. If they love media, they'll be a part of our media department. If they love audio, they'll be a part of the audio department. So you just have to find out what are their drives and what are they hungry to do and make it available for them to do.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Right. And then, you know, just tagging on to what Jossie and Horace already said, you know, we also desire to implement certain values, you know, because your values govern your life. They govern your purpose. You know, faith, family, education, and community are our values here at CCC, at C3. And then, you know, we just encourage them to live a positive, purposeful life. And, you know, by that, we just go forth. And I guess we would also say to other ministries is never be afraid, which is what Pastor Jamal does, is he's not afraid to invest in the youth, because the youth, you know, the youth are the future of the church. So, you know, we do our best that we can.
I think that is phenomenal, because it's interesting. I was talking to someone who goes to a large church, and she was working on their the summer camp type thing, or vacation Bible school. Bible school. And she was like, I'm looking for like popsicle sticks or something. It was like really, she was like, because we don't have any budget. And I just thought, like, wow, like it was kind of like, oh, youth, you know, they can just kind of like find stuff. You know, it was, but I love that you said make the investment. And I think that's key. So, churches, youth ministries, youth pastors, you're listening to C3. You're getting some good information here. If you just tuned in, welcome. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And we are featuring a few of my friends from C3 Youth Choir out of Brooklyn, New York. They will be in the capital city at Higher Learning Ministries Sunday, October 2nd at 12 noon. You definitely want to see them minister live, live and in person, live and in living color. Check them out online at www.c3info.org to find out more information. Now, the last time I talked to Pastor Jamal, we talked about Release Me, that project, and you all have been, like, touring. What other things, what else is on the plate? What else is coming up for C3 Youth Choir?
We actually just came back from Singapore the beginning of August, and we did a Release Me production. We had a group of our youth from our ministry came up with the idea of creating a musical from our CD. So, you know, we thought about it, and we actually implemented it in Singapore. We did the whole show, and we're actually going to do it here in Brooklyn the third Sunday in October.
I said like Glee. So like a gospel Glee?
Yeah.
Oh, now, how did you get to Singapore? Let's back up. So how in the world did you get all the way to Singapore?
Well, our youth pastor has a relationship with a youth pastor in Singapore, Pastor Howe. And we've actually been to Singapore twice before. And our youth pastor and their youth pastor spoke and was like, you know, we should bring our youth ministry over there and do a production. You know, we combine their dance ministry, their choir, their audio, their media, and we brought our choir, media, dance, and everything over to Singapore. And it was great chemistry because we were able to do the whole production, rehearse, and everything in 2 weeks' time, and it came off amazing. It was wonderful to the point where we were like, okay, yeah, we have to put this on the road.
OMG. I mean, I'm sorry, C3, y'all just doing big things. I love it. I love cutting edge. I love people that step out, trendsetters. And so I just got to give y'all a big shout out. Listeners, I think you need to put your hands up right now. I applaud you guys. And welcome, welcome, welcome again to the Capital City. You'll be traveling here. I want to let each of you give a shout out before we wrap up because I'm going to play one of my favorite songs off of Release Me. And listeners, you can pick up Release Me everywhere music is sold. I mean, iTunes, Amazon.com, anywhere you can pick it up. Release Me by C3. You may see C3YC, all that. Find them, get it. I'm going to play Rainbow to the Stars. Now, I know that's not technically a single.
Wait, but before we get out of here, we have something else for you.
Oh,
actually, we have something else for the entire Virginia community. We're actually going to be in Petersburg on Friday the 30th, this Friday.
Oh, okay.
At Bishop Samuel Wright Senior's Church,
yes.
Apostolic. We're actually doing a concert there at 8 p.m.
Oh, my goodness.
Then, on top of that, the following day, Saturday, we'll be at Virginia State University for their homecoming game.
They're playing against Bowie University.
Oh, right, against Bowie. That's what they all play.
And we're going to be doing the national anthem there.
Oh, I'm telling you, you are going to get mad love at Virginia State. All my Virginia State heads, you are going to get, I mean, and also in Petersburg, you're going to get love all the way around. But I know Virginia State is going to love you. Oh, man. Okay. And then on Sunday, you'll be at Higher Learning.
That one, it will be at Higher Learning.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping me straight. Thank you. We will make the listeners know all of the opportunities that they have a chance to see C3 this weekend here in the Capital City in Petersburg and surrounding and Tri-City and all that good stuff. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so before I play my favorite, Rainbow to the Stars, I would like for each of you to let me know what motivates you. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I want to know what motivates you.
Well, I want to say that what keeps me going and what motivates me, God has allowed me to have another opportunity with C3 as one of their managers to travel with them and to experience life again on another side of life. I'm a native of Petersburg, Virginia, and it's a blessing, you know, just to come back and forth and be able to share what God's put me, let me be a part of, to Virginia.
Yes.
And so I certainly thank Petersburg, Richmond, the whole surrounding tri-state area for yourself for showing us so much love. So I certainly appreciate you, Charmaine.
Oh, you're welcome.
What motivates me is knowing that God has given me a gift to sing, and it's not strictly for me, it's not strictly for Christian Cultural Center, but it's for the world to hear and for everyone to know that there is a God and that Jesus Christ is Lord of the world, the earth, and that's what keeps me moving. Because there are times where you feel like, you know what, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. But God has definitely has his hand on my life, and that's what keeps me driving.
I would agree. And last but not least?
What motivates me is the fact that, you know, when we minister, we're able to positively impact and influence the lives of the people that we minister to. Even if it's only one person, it's a job well done. And, you know, that's the main driving force behind myself. Other than that, you know, it's just a blessing from the Father.
All right. I love it. And I love the anointing that God has on you all's lives, individually and collectively. C3, again, listeners, check them out, www.c3info.org. They're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. So you know what to do. Check them out online. Again, thank you guys for stopping by the virtual studio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charmaine.
You're welcome. And safe travels. And listeners, don't go anywhere. We're wrapping up the segment with one of my favorites, A Rainbow to the Stars.
Rainbow to the stars. You seem to be in trouble. Your life is like a puzzle. He picks the pieces up to show you he's faithful. When you take out breathing, he spends the minds of men so that you will find a friend. I'm standing
on his word.
Things we say, I don't reason with faith. Truth keeps it away. From the way that we walk to the way that we talk, this is my hope, and I'm standing.
Anointed. Big shout out to Pastor Jamal. Big shout out to Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn, New York. Check them out in Petersburg. On Friday night, check them out at Virginia State on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Higher Learning Ministries. Check them out. Today's show is phenomenal. We started the top of the hour out with survivor and author Kim Collins. You want to definitely keep your eye on her and look out for her upcoming book release, War Wounds. She has a testimony. Oh, my goodness. And then, of course, we talked to my girl Yvette Allen Tatum, conference host, radio personality. Oh, my goodness, author, all those good things. Throw Your Hands Up Conference coming October 22nd. You want to keep your eye out for what's going on in her world. Okay, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. All those that checked us out, hung out in the chat room, those on the phone lines, those that listen from Twitter, from Facebook, from Charvette.com, from BlogTalkRadio.com, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. And until we meet again, I'm telling you what, keep it moving. Don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anybody block you. You better keep it moving. This is your girl, Charvette. Peace.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.